Good morning, everybody. First of all, today's learning is sponsored by the Rotblatt family in honor of Noemi's grandmother, Celia Dworkin, Sivia Bas Naftali Zev, and also by the Lehrer family on the 21st yard site of Sandra's father, Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Yosef Yoska Westra. All of our learning today in the base medrash will be the Mishmosam, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should have a great day of learning together. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about Shomea Ka'onam. We spoke about a possible machlokas Rashi Tosfos about how extreme is this concept of Shomea Ka'onam. Is it really true that if a person hears something and has kavanah to be yotze, that it's as if they actually said the words themselves? Or does it just mean, like we find by Shlichus in general, that a person is yotze al yedei v'shmiya, but it's not as if they spoke themselves? Perhaps connected to that, machlokes and lomdus of how to understand Shomea Ka'onam, but perhaps not related, and we'll speak about that in a moment, is something brought down by the Shibolei HaLeket, one of the later Rishonim from Italy. The Shibolei HaLeket writes that when it comes to Divrei Klusim, when it comes to things that are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in that area, this is a limitation on Shomea Ka'onam, and a person cannot be yotze by Shomea Ka'onam. There's a little bit of discussion, let's say, by Hallel. Can be yotze Hallel just by hearing someone else say Hallel. Or because it's praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something that a person has to do themselves. There's also a machlokes regarding Birchas HaGomel. You'll see that in some shuls, the practice will be, I know certainly by us in the yeshiva, everybody comes to yeshiva on the same day, basically, or hopefully. And when everyone gets there, we're not going to have 75 guys say Birchas HaGomel. So one person stands up and they say, anyone who's going to be yotze should be yotze with Birchas HaGomel of this person. Listen and you'll be yotze. So does that work for Birchas HaGomel? Since Birchas HaGomel is instituted to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it possible to thank somebody via proxy? Does that work? That you could thank someone through an agent? We know the important role of thanks in Judaism. The Sfas Emes writes at the end of Sefer Bereishis that the name Yehudi, that a person, Yehudim, why are we called Yehudim? We could be called Shimonim, Ruvenim, right? Yehudim comes from the Shevet Yehuda. What's the essence of a Jew? So the Sfas Emes writes that it has to do with thanks. Hodah. The Indian of Hakaras HaTov is very, very central and definitional of what it means to be a Jew. So it could be by certain areas. Now, halacha, we pass in that Birchas HaGomel, you are able to be yotzei through Shomea Ka'onam. However, there is a discussion about it. And in fact, the Abu Jerham writes that Modim Dirabanan, see the Achronim note, that in the Gemara, it says in the Gemara in Sota, when the Shiach Tzibur says Modim, what should the congregation say? Which is a strange question. What do you mean? Why should the congregation say anything? It doesn't say, when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Rifa'inu, what should the Tzibur say? How come by Modim it asks that question? So the Achronim suggest, because it's obvious that you can't be Yotzei Modim by listening to someone else say thanks, and you're just going to listen. You need to say something yourself. That's not appropriate to have someone else thank someone for you. And therefore, the Abu Jerham writes, that's the reason they instituted Modim Dirabonim. You can't just stand there and let someone else thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're not going to say anything. So this could be a limitation. Now, is this dependent on our machlokes? Maybe. Maybe if you learn like Rashi, that Shomea Ka'onam means I get credit, I'm yotze, it's like shlichus. So I understand that when it comes to thanks, I can't do that via shlichus. But if I learn like Tosfos, that Shomea Ka'onam is this mechanism that when I'm quiet and I have kavana, it's as if I said it myself. So then what's wrong? I said thank you myself. So it could be dependent on that. But I would want to suggest that maybe even according to Tosfos, you know, we have to draw this line, and I don't know if I'm veering between Drush and Machshava and Halacha right now, but it could be that even though Halachic man sees Shomea Ka'onam from Tosfos' eyeglasses and says, yeah, it's as if you said it yourself, it could be that even within Halacha we recognize that even if it's as if you said it yourself, there are going to perhaps still be certain areas like thanks, where we don't want to rely on halachic mechanisms in order to say thank you, and we need to do it ourselves. So I'll raise that as a possibility. Another area I'd like to discuss in terms of Shomea Ka'onam is a famous discussion from the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi writes that even though Shomea Ka'onam is on the books and it works, it doesn't work for Birchas Kohanim. What do I mean by that? If one of the Kohanim does not want or is not able to say Birchas Kohanim, he could just stand up there. He doesn't have to say anything. He'll listen to all the other Kohanim, and he'll be Yotze through Shomea Ka'onam. Does that work? Says the Beis HaLevi, no. Why? Because the Gemara in Sota says that a requirement of Birchas Kohanim is that it is said b'kol rav. It needs to be said with a loud voice. And therefore, Shomer Ka'ona might get you the words. It's as if you said the words, but you didn't say them b'kol rav. You didn't say anything b'kol rav. You didn't say anything. So that's the Beis HaLevi's suggestion. And I'd like to analyze it just for a minute or two. The Rav Yaakov Emdin in his Tshuvas also says a similar idea by Birchas Kohanim, and he wants to say it also perhaps by a Summa. There's a discussion Rav Yosef Engel brings up about getting an Aliyah. When you get an Aliyah, we know you're supposed to lane, right? That was the original way they did it. But now we have the Shliach Tzibor lane for you, the Balkori lanes for you. So let me ask you a question. When you're getting the Aliyah, what's the mechanism that's going on here? Is it as if he's laning for you? Do you have a chi of kriya and the Balkori is laning for you? Or he's laning and now you just, as the person making the bracha, you just have a chi of shmiya. So that's a little bit of a discussion of what the role is of the person getting the aliyah. However, the Rav Yaakov Emdin writes in his tshuvas that a person who is unable to see, if he goes up to get an aliyah, it will not work in order for him to be yotze. He cannot get an aliyah. Why? Because there's an obligation when you're reading from the Torah, and he understands that when you're hearing the Shliach, the Balkore read, he's reading for you. One of the obligations of reading from the Torah is what? You need to be reading mitoch haksav. You need to be seeing the words as you're reading. So says Rav Yaakov Emdin, granted Shomea Ka'ona gets you the words. It's as if you said the words, but you didn't say them, even if your lips are sealed. And his lips are moving. It's as if you're speaking, but you're not looking at the ksav. You can't see. You're blind. So the chiyuv by kriyas haTorah is that it has to be a kriya mitoch haksav. So you're not doing kriya mitoch haksav. This is the words of Rav Yaakov Emdin. Both the Beis HaLevi and Rav Yaakov Emdin are seemingly assuming that Shomea Ka'ona gets you the words, but it doesn't get you the entire package. It doesn't get you all of the tana'im that are associated with the mitzvah itself. And this is a big chiddush. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank questions if this is really correct. And he has a long tshuva where he argues in the Beis HaLevi. Tzvi Pesach Frank asks, let me ask you a question. Let's say, we said yesterday, let's say I'm at Jake's house for Kiddush again, right? You invite me again? Okay, so I'm at Jake's house for Kiddush. And Jake wants to make Kiddush for me. When you make Kiddush, it's not just saying words. You have to say it a la kos, right? Jake's going to be holding up a kos. He's going to be motzi me in Kiddush. Let me ask you a question. According to the Beis HaLevi, seemingly, I would need to be holding a kos myself also. Because according to the Beis HaLevi, Shomea Ka'ona only gets me the words. So when Jake speaks and I'm quiet, I got the words. Great, now it's as if I said Kiddush. But Kiddush needs to be a la kos. How am I saying Kiddush a la kos? Unless I'm holding a kos myself. I'll ask you another question. This is really funny. Let's say you're funny in a sheer sense, not funny in a comical sense. Let's say you're davening Shmon Esrei. We spoke about this yesterday. And you're in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. And they get up to Kedusha. So what do we say you're supposed to do? Rashi says you're supposed to be quiet and just listen to the words of the Shliach Tzibor and you'll be Yotze. What about when we get to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? Okay, it's not Chiyuv, it's not Ma'akev. But what are you supposed to do when you get to Kadosh, Kadosh? You're supposed to go up on your feet. So if Shomea Ka'ona gets me the whole package, so that when the Shliach Tzibor goes up three times and I listen and I'm Yotze, it's as if I went up three times also. There's a Shaios and Tshuvas Ma'at Mayim. You know what he writes? He writes in his Tshuvas that if you're in this situation, you're supposed to also go up on your feet three times. You're not supposed to say the words, because that's a hefsek, but you can go up three times, because according to the Beis HaLevi, you only get the words, you don't get the whole package. But Rav Yosef Frank thinks that's strange, that in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to go up three times. If you're hearing Kiddush, someone asks if you want to be Yotzei in Kiddush, right? We spoke about this yesterday, that in that social situation where you're at someone's house, and they say you want to make Kiddush, and most people don't say, yeah, I'll make my own Kiddush. Most people say, I'll be Yotzei with you. Most people don't say, but can you please give me a kos, make sure it's clean, make sure it's filled to the top, and let me hold it up while you're saying Kiddush. People don't do that. According to the Beis HaLevi, maybe you would have to do such a thing. So this is a little bit of the discussion that goes on regarding Shomea Ka'ona l'halacha. Many people do not accept this view of the Beis HaLevi, and they assume that Shomea Ka'ona doesn't just get you the words, but it gets you the entire package. You're yotzei the mitzvah completely. One last question that I'll ask, and we'll end with this. Do you need to say amen in order to be Yotze with Shomea Ka'ona? Granted, in general, if you're, let's say the case we had by davening Shmon Esrei, you're not going to say Amen in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. So there you can't. But what about a situation where you're able to say Amen? If you don't say Amen, does that take away from your kiyum of Shomei HaKa'onah? Because the whole idea of Shomei HaKa'onah is I'm listening to you, and I'm going to be Yotze through you. So if I don't say Amen, which is obviously something I'm supposed to be doing, maybe it shows that I'm not connecting myself to what you're saying. So that's a discussion that's brought up. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Dalet says that somebody was sick, and people came to visit him, and they said, oh, thank God you got better. So the person who was sick said, oh, good, you just patched me from Berachas Nagoma. I don't have to say Berachas Nagoma. You thanked God for me. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second. Halo Modeh. He didn't thank. They thanked. So the Gemara says, yeah, but he said Amen. So what does the Gemara mean by that? So it could be, we already raised the question earlier, when it comes to thanks, we're super sensitive. So maybe we won't allow Shomei HaKa'onah by thanks unless you also put in a part and you say Amen, which means like right on, I agree. Then we'll allow Shomei HaKa'onah by a Hodah. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says that generally you don't need to say, I mean, you need to say Amen for Amen purposes. But for Shomei HaKa'onah, you generally do not need to say Amen. However, if the person being Motzi you is not themselves Chayef, and they're only doing it for you, then you need to say Amen. And Rabbi Kiveh Yair Paskins that way, La'alach, on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch. So for instance, let's say you were at Jake's house, we all heard Kiddush, Jake made Kiddush for us, and then, straggling in a few minutes late, Jeremy walks in a few minutes late, we've all made Kiddush already. And Jeremy says, oh, I don't really like wine, I don't want to make Kiddush. Jake, would you mind making Kiddush again? Is he allowed to? He is. Why? So we have a principle. Afa pishi yotza motzi. Kol Yisrael arei v'mzeh v'zeh. Even though Jake was yotza mitzvah, he's allowed to do it again for Jeremy, to help Jeremy fulfill his mitzvah, to discharge his mitzvah. In that situation, since Jake doesn't need the bracha, and only Jeremy needs to make the bracha, Jeremy must say Amen. If he does not say Amen, he's not yotze. So the general rule is, in general, you don't need to say Amen. It's important to say Amen. But you're still yotze if you don't say Amen. But if the person making the bracha for you doesn't need the bracha, they're only doing it for you, so then your Amen is ma'akev. Everyone have a great morning. Breakfast downstairs, and we'll come back upstairs in the morning soon.